I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
We can talk about yesterday or we can talk about the big picture. Where do you want to begin? Let's talk about yesterday, right?
Don't.
Where Sandra's like, absolutely take Spencer Strider. I may have listened to her. She may have cost me. It was a listless effort. The 19 strikeouts, absolutely embarrassing. I mean, what it really says is we don't have the lineup we think we have this year, even close to it. But let's just get to Spencer Strider because that's what you're most fired up about, right?
Dude. And granted, I, like I said, I try to be more reserved this morning. And I'm going to blame this on Brendan Gaulden to an extent because I'm watching it's on the TV and I'm doing some stuff around the house and I think, okay, fifth inning's over, we're at 90 pitches. I wondered out loud yesterday, Steak, if he would get to 80. I was like, you know, 80, 85 is what he did in the minors. He gets to 90 after five. I'm like, perfect opportunity. All the starters have been throwing low innings. It makes sense. Let's just follow along those lines, give it to the bullpen. Top of the order's coming back up. That's fine. To see Brendan, they come back from commercial, and it's the bottom of the inning, or I'm sorry, the top of the inning. And Brendan Gaulden and CJ Nikowski go, well, he's not shaking anybody's hand in the dugout. I admit, like, I'm listening from the other room. I run back in there. I'm like, no way, Sandra.
Right.
No way at 90 pitches. They're going to run him back out there to pitch against Vladimir Guerrero in the sixth inning. And at the most, like, easiest thing to predict at all is he comes back out there for the sixth, his first start, and gives up a tater to Vladimir Guerrero and then walks the next batter. Like, I think even he, and he would never admit this, I think even he was probably shocked that Snit was like, hey, let's just go out there for another one. You can face the heart of the order. Because I think it almost threw him off to the point where he was worse off in the sixth.
So he lasted seven pitches in, but those were kind of important pitches.
If you just woke up this morning and you looked at his stat line, you'd think, okay, he threw five innings and they pulled him out. No, it's five plus innings because he didn't get an out in the sixth inning. I was mesmerized by that decision from Brian Snicker to trot him back out for the sixth inning and get up to 97 pitches in his season debut when he hasn't pitched in over a year.
Right.
I couldn't believe
it. He gives up the Vlad homer, which he knew was coming at some point in the series. You know, Vlad had started so slow. He was ahead 0-2, throws three straight balls, then a foul pitch, and then he homers. So he really had worked him in that count.
That's exactly right. And then it's
goes deep in the count. Just in general, it's, you know, it was the start was fine. Spencer Strider, I love what he said. I'm not looking for a moment. Whatever. I haven't pitched in a while. I'm trying to win a baseball game.
Yeah.
Like, we're trying to win a series. I had no extra, like, wow. He's like, dude, I'm just out there. It's game three. It's the rubber match of a series. I'm coming out there to try to finish things off. I had no emotional ramped up mindset other than go out and just get the W. He gives up the early run, which for the Braves, when you get behind with that lineup, it feels insurmountable.
Yes.
But likewise, the other night, when you get the two-run jack, it wasn't from Austin Riley. Who hit it in the first inning
Sean
the other
Murphy.
Night? Sean Murphy. Thank you.
Yeah, cool.
When you got ahead, it's almost like,
yes.
Take a deep breath.
Okay, but let me say this too, and I think Sandy brought up this point, and she's talking about velocity. He throws Spencer Strider comes out and throws 98 in the first inning. And
To
Vlad Guerrero, because throws 98 in the first inning. The rest of the way, he's 95, 96. And I don't think at all it was a health issue, but I think in the back of his mind, he probably thought, you know what? I don't need to be that guy right now that's coming out here humming 98, 99.
And I think he was just jacked up in the adrenaline, right?
Yes.
Right.
I think in the back of his mind, he probably thought, you know what, if we're in for the long haul, and you just asked, is this a long jet? Are we talking Spencer Strider now or Spencer Strider long-term? I think in the back of his mind, he was like, longevity-wise for my career, I probably should dial it down to 95, 96, use more of the curveball that he worked on, the changeup, everything else. I think that was a concerted effort on his part. And that's why I say when he comes back out for the sixth stake, I think even he was surprised to the point where he was like, dude, I'm looking at longevity. I'm dialing it back a little bit.
You think they were too desperate to win that game for a game in April that, you know, is an afternoon game in Toronto and they're pushing their stud? I mean, I don't know. The norm is obviously to be super conservative with guys.
I'm gonna interject here by saying I think you just know that you don't have confidence in your bullpen.
100%.
So, and you have now lost all of Chris Sale's starts. And you lost Schwellenbach's start. So you got to know, we got to kind of, if Strider can go again. And I'll remind everybody, Strider's last outing, which was in Norfolk, they pulled him after 90. So they're thinking, let's see what he's got.
Right.
But I agree with you. I thought he was done, and they'll just let him go at 90. But then when he came back out, I just thought, rut, rut, rut. But I'm also going to say, Mikey, you should be able to give up two runs and win a ballgame.
100%.
I don't care who's pitching on the mound. If you strike out 19s, and I'll take the top of the order, which was 1-for-12 with 11 strikeouts, y'all, between Harris, Riley, and Olsen. I don't care what ball game you're in and who's on the mound. You're not winning those games.
Sandy, you can't. Your top two hitters both have golden sombreros yesterday.
That's crazy.
And what's crazy is you look at it and we go, oh, we thought Strider would win a start. Right. Five innings pitched, five plus with two earned runs.
Listen, Austin Riley has given them some, moments already. So I'll 0-for-4 top of the order, still not good. But Michael Harris, let's try to figure out what we have here, because we've been sitting here wondering, is Michael Harris this or that at the top of the order, which you don't want him there necessarily for that reason.
A guy
at the top of the order going 0-for-4 and leadoff with 4 strikeouts is abysmal.
I keep laughing at myself because twice over the last 2 weeks, I have accidentally had a slip of the tongue and have called him Jason Hayward.
Wow.
And I'm terrified that's what he is.
240 hitter, very athletic,
defensive replacement. Will stick around because he can play great defense and fly around the outfield, but never going to be that guy offensively that gets
out of 79. Not a smart enough hitter.
I'm just wondering why he's trotting out there again leading off. So maybe we need to mix it up a little. It's not going well, so let's mix it up. And the other thing is, I'm going to go back to that fight that we had. You know, it's like in a relationship, you keep bringing up bad things. He's not supposed to be our leadoff. You know who's supposed to be our leadoff hitter?
Yeah.
Jurickson Profar.
Or Ronald Acuna, about that.
Thank you.
Yes.
So I just, y'all, and runners in scoring position or stranded position, as we like to say, not only were they 0-for-9, but you had 7 strikeouts in your 0-for-9ers, y'all.
It's
just impossible.
They are only 2 teams in baseball worse than the Braves right now. That is the White Sox, who is, affectionately known as the worst team in baseball. Not even close.
Yeah,
not even trying. And there's a 3-win Rockies team. I said this after the 0-7. If you lose Jurickson Profar, and if you lose Ronaldo Lopez, and you still don't have Ronald Acuna or Spencer Strider, and you're starting Eli White, and you're starting Fairchild, what makes you think you're coming home to go 7-1? You just lost both road series, right? You had a okay homestand, not a good homestand. Now you're
3-2 at home. You're 2-11 on the road.
You're worse than when you left San Diego. You're worse than when you left since you come back.
Here's what I'll say, Steak. And I think Sandy, you said Sandy gave you Spencer Strider yesterday. You got to take Spencer Strider, lost you some money. That's why I think, to Sandy's point, they were so hell bent on winning yesterday. Because if you get Grant Holmes to come out and shove in game one of the series, and you think for the next 2 days I've got Spencer Schwellenbach and the offense that hit the ground running the first day of the series, and you're telling me that nobody forecasted you going
0-2 about the last 4 games you lost with Sale, Schwellenbach, and Strider.
Sale hasn't won a start.
I know.
How?
You just lost with all those guys.
How is it possible? Goes back. Look,
you're a bad baseball team. That's what the Braves fans, and we're Braves country, we've got to really be real about what's going on.
Minnesota.
You got Minnesota and St. Louis coming in. But I don't care who you're playing right now. Are you serious? You are a terrible baseball team.
Yeah, you are.
We had John Smoltz on last week, and he said this. He said somebody along the lines decided it was okay to put together a team that looks like this offensively. And it's not.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not. The whole home run or strikeout thing is really biting you right now.
Chipper Jones watching Michael Harris and Austin Riley.
How many whiskeys
night?
Did he pour? How often
poor Larry a crown. Another one.
Seriously.
How
dude.
Often does he talk about just they're not patient hitters. They don't work counts.
Awful.
They're looking like
but
you said.
He also came on here and said when somebody gets a hit, it's contagious. But when you are hitless, it's also contagious.
Well, you strike
like you're
out
trying
like
to
that.
Press too much 19. And you're trying to make something
happen. By the
happen.
Way, the most in Toronto history and also the most in Braves history, it's happened twice, two other times as well.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.